Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome back, Judy Cheddar, to the Well One Connection podcast. We're so happy to chat with you again, Judy.
Thank you, Maddie. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's a great time to chat with you. You are an auxiliary member and volunteer and auxiliary board member, actually. You're the treasurer of the HRMC Auxiliary, and you, as the treasurer, run the gift shop here at HRMC as well. So, first, it's the Christmas season. Everyone's getting in the mood for shopping and knowing that they have these gifts to purchase. This is a great place to do it. Will you tell us about what you have and kind of the hours and how that all works?
Okay, we have a lot of new items in the gift shop. We set out a table. I did it the day after Thanksgiving, and we set out the table, and we have a lot of new things on the table. There are lots of little not-so-high-priced things that you can use for stocking stuffers, and our items are all pretty well-priced. Everything is below $25, so that's kind of the top end of what we have. I have some very nice gloves. I think the gloves are $8, and we've sold a lot of those. Our jewelry is a good selling item too, and it lasts pretty good, and it's not a bad price either. So those are just a couple of the things that we have, and then we just have little boxes that have sayings on them, and those are kind of fun too. And so that's kind of what we have in our gift shop.
Cute stuffed animals.
Yes.
I've purchased a few stuffed animals, some little things for kids, gloves. We gave those last year, and that was great. You also, you do the gift shop all year round. So,
yes,
of course,
we
this
do.
Is Christmas, but all year round. You also have cards. So
we have greeting cards, and our greeting cards are 50 cents. And, when I came on to the working at the hospital, and that's been 12 years ago, the greeting cards were 50 cents. And so far, I've been able to keep them at 50 cents. So we have a lot of people that come in and they'll buy $5 worth of cards or $10 worth of cards, or sometimes they buy them by the box, and we have that too. But 50 cents is a really good price for a card. And these are nice cards. A lot of them have a little Bible verse in them, and they're just very nice cards. And we get a lot of compliments on those cards, and we sell a lot of them. So, come on in and look at our cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Judy, what, you don't have to be coming to the hospital for something to come to our gift shop. You can certainly just come in to shop. We would invite people to just come in to shop, have lunch while you're here at our HRMC Central Cafe, or come in for breakfast and shop. What are the hours of our gift shops?
Well, the gift shop is open as long as we have a volunteer at the front desk, and they stay till 4:30. Some come at 7:30, some come at 8 o'clock. So it's open pretty much all day long. They don't have to come just for services from the hospital. You can come and shop at our gift shop anytime you want to, and we'll be happy to have you. Now, when the profit that we have from the gift shop, we give scholarships to people that are going into a health-related position. We've had nurses, we've had physical therapy, we've had all kinds of different health-related positions. So that's where our money goes, is for scholarships for those people. It depends on how much we make in the gift shop, how many scholarships we can give. And some of the one year we gave, I think we gave four. Last year we only gave two. And I think this year we only have one. So if you're interested in a health-related position, apply for our scholarships. The last few years they've been $1,500 each, so that's a pretty good amount. The opening for scholarships is January 1, and the closing is March 31st. So you've got 3 months. It's not a difficult application. It's very simple, and so we invite you to apply for those things. Another thing we've done with our money is buy some little things for the hospital that maybe weren't in the budget. And I know one year we bought clothes for the emergency room, because if you come in, sometimes maybe your clothes might be cut off of you if you've been in an accident. And so there was clothes available then when we brought those in. Another thing we bought were some iPads for kids to entertain them if they're waiting for somebody or if they're in the hospital themselves, the iPads are a big time killer for them.
Absolutely. And so those scholarships are so important to the hospital and to the community, really, for people going into healthcare. So that can be a high school senior. It can be someone maybe that's in college and continuing to pursue a degree. Where can they get those? Of course, we'll have those on our hospital website for them to download the application. They can get those at their school guidance counselors after January 1st as well, I imagine.
Yes, we do take them out to the schools. And then the other thing is, I think they're at the front desk in the hospital. So there are several places you can get them. They're readily available. And we don't require that you have to come back and work in Huron, but we would sure encourage you to do that.
Absolutely. So a great way to shop, to support a cause, and then the opportunity to apply for scholarships as well. We're really excited about all that you have. I'm excited to do my Christmas shopping. The auxiliary provides a great gift shop at the hospital. You provide a great service here at the hospital. But I think even more than that, just your presence here is so important for people. I know when I walk in a main entrance or get to say hello to someone at the auxiliary desk, it really can lighten someone's day and make you know, you have a friendly face to see when you come in. So you've been on our auxiliary for 12 years, you just said. You have a long history here in Huron. Maybe just give us a short little bit about yourself and why you joined the auxiliary and why you would encourage other people to do so.
Well, when I retired, which was about 12-13 years ago, my husband was still alive and he was sick, and we came into the hospital a lot, and he was getting blood. And one time we came in, he got 3 units of blood, and I thought, oh golly, I have to help replace that blood. So then I started giving blood. Well, coming in, then I thought, I just volunteer. And I had Marcella Larson had encouraged me, and so I started working here, and then I've enjoyed it ever since. I get to see a lot of familiar faces. I get to see people I don't know that I can get acquainted with, and it's just a neat place to be, and I'm just happy. It gets me out of the house. I like to have something to do. And it's great for all of that. And I would encourage anybody that has any free time, give it a try. I work one afternoon a week. I work on Tuesday afternoon from 12:30 to 4:30, and that's just my shift. If I can't work then, I'll call one of our substitutes. We have some people that are just listed as subs, and they don't have a scheduled time, but they're there for anybody that needs them. We are always looking for more volunteers for the hospital. Sometimes we barely have enough to cover all of our shifts. And so I would encourage anybody that has a little free time, sign up as a sub if you don't want to be on a regular schedule. Or if you've got an afternoon or a morning every week that you could dedicate to that, that would be great too. We'll take whatever you have to offer. So just give it a thought and give it a call. Give us a call, and you can call the hospital, I'm sure. You can call me. My number is 350-5753. So if you want to volunteer, just give me a call.
So Judy, if someone's interested, they can sure call. To give someone who might be listening a little bit more information about what do our volunteers do here at the hospital. Obviously, you work at the main desk. We have several other opportunities as well. Can you just give us a brief overview of the jobs that the volunteers do here?
Sure. When I'm at the front desk, I deliver flowers upstairs to patients. I take papers upstairs. I take people upstairs to fourth floor where the visiting doctors are at. That's kind of, and greet everybody that comes in, just a smile and a greeting for everybody that comes in. We also work in the radiology, and that person really just stays in radiology. They don't go anyplace or do any running around. They just visit a little with the people that come in and make them feel a little more comfortable about maybe a test that they're having or something. And then we have also a gift shop over in the towers in the old part of the hospital. And that person pretty much stays at the desk too and just greets people as they come in. They're usually coming to find the visiting doctors, and that's up on fourth floor. And so they may have to direct somebody, but the elevator is close by, so it isn't anything difficult. So that's kind of the things we do. Nothing very difficult, but it just makes you feel good to be doing something for somebody.
Wonderful to have that presence here and really makes it a warm, inviting place to be. So again, we would encourage anyone and everyone to stop in and check out what the HRMC Auxiliary Gift Shop has to offer. And then again, those scholarships, those applications are accepted January 1st through March 31st for people interested in healthcare scholarships.
I'm happy to be here to tell people what we do and make our presence known a little more.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we really appreciate you being here and all you do for the hospital.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.